Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Morning and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones. We are on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630, and of course our live streaming. If you're listening to the terrestrial station, then you can tell your friends and family outside of the coverage or reach area of the radio station that they can go to acn.cc, that's for the American Christian Network, acn.cc, and click on the Liberty Bell. And once that page opens up, click on the microphone, and that'll be your audio web audio streamer listening to us live. So, and then, of course, don't forget, you can go to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, where you can listen to and download or share this or any of our previous shows after that gets uploaded about 10 minutes after the end of the show. So good morning, everyone, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning, and good morning to all of you out there. This is Trump Tuesday, and
yes.
And boy, no kidding. You talk about a great day.
Yes.
So last night, Trump held a Georgia rally. And so, you know, things are ramping up. Things are getting to be very, very exciting. And as we've pointed out here previously in the last week, well, you know, we've been pointing this out forever. But what we were pointing out about the interesting part about Georgia and how everything is being wrapped around the state of Georgia,
yes,
for crying out loud. And here it is. It comes down to Georgia again. You know, I mean, the very final, the death knell for whomever, right?
Yeah, and now all these stories now are breaking. And, oh, gosh, I loved that conference call with Trump. Of course, they're trying to say already here, just like we predicted, he's abusing his power. He's trying to pull the coup card. He's trying to President Trump is trying to pull off a coup. Right.
Right.
So, but hey, check this out. I think that even the left knows the jig is up. Kamala Harris reportedly was sworn in as senator.
Yes, that's right. We had one of our Amron posters post that article. And so we both went, oh, wow. That's a dead giveaway right there.
Yeah. Like, well, that was on the Liberty Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so since then, here we are. The Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, held a meeting with suspected spy to make deals with the Chinese communist government. The Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, Meisterberger,
yes,
caught on tape begging for illegal Chinese votes. Interesting stuff that's being dug up. And, of course, those are just the headlines. We need to get into the details.
Well, you know, we are the Lord's people. Right. And so many of us in the church, in the Christian community across the nation have been praying that all the deception would be exposed right now, that not one stone would be left unturned, that everybody who's been lying to the people is going to be exposed. And so things,
yes,
like that, things like that, all of these little details. And we've also got other people that are pushing to declassify all of the Chinese interference into this election as well. And so everything that is currently classified is looking like that's going to become
declassified.
Yep. As well. And so, wow, we're going to be, this is just about ready to get super interesting.
Yeah. A lot of us have been very confused about some of Lynn Wood, staunch, outspoken Christian patriot. Some of his tweets have seemed pretty out there, and we've been kind of silent because we're trying to evaluate what's just what's going on here. Some of the people that he's called out, but he stood by it and said, you're talking about shedding light on the corruption and the evil. And he's like, I do not. He says, there's too much at stake. I am not making just light accusations. I'm not taking this lightly. He says, these are very, very serious things. And they need, he goes, the truth needs to be told in his time.
Right.
So we're talking serious allegations and indictments that he says are going to follow. And so, boy.
Well, and he had mentioned, Trump said in that phone call that we were talking about on the John Jacob Schmidt show on Sunday evening.
Oh, yeah.
That we were listening to that was so awesome. Trump had said, he said to the Secretary of State, he said, I'm not looking to blame anybody. I'm not looking to, I'm not exactly, I don't recall the exact word he used. I'm not looking to blame or prosecute anybody or something like that. Right. But for the time being, maybe not. I think that once the things are revealed, then it needs to happen. They need to be prosecuted. They need to be held fully accountable.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of issues where there is, apparent voter fraud and all kinds of irregularities, blatant, outright illegal stuff.
Criminal.
Yeah. Criminal. And not just, and they kept trying to, it's like they kept trying to divert or go into addressing stuff that they've apparently refuted. And he's like, no, we're not even talking about Dominion voting machines right now. We're not talking about this. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about this. He goes, let's just address this right here.
Right.
This one thing right there. If you address this and fix this one problem, there's enough votes that would change the election. That's just one of the multiple issues of voter fraud or illegal activity.
Right.
Ballot, packing the ballots or stuffing ballots, however you want to put it. Pulling up multiple instances of counting the same ballots.
Right.
If you just deal with just this stuff right here, we're not even talking about Dominion. Basically, it's let's address what needs to be addressed so that the proper vote is counted. Then once he's in, then here comes the
then you can go back all over all the minutia.
Yep. Yeah, then you got 4 years to start really diving into, a full...
All they needed was a little bit less than 12,000 votes to win the state of Georgia, and they had by far exceeded that already. Then they had already had enough proof to, to show that they had exceeded that number by droves.
Easily,
gazillions of numbers, basically, and so what they were wanting to argue the little unimportant stuff. And Trump kept bringing it back, saying, no, all we need, and we've already proven this, all we need is this less 11,000 some odd votes, right? And they already had that. And so it was just interesting how they kept trying to divert the conversation and point it to things that really kind of were irrelevant.
Right. Well, things that require more in-depth analysis, more time for discovery, more time for a thorough investigation.
Right, for secondary meetings.
Things that would bog all of this down.
Yeah.
And Trump's going, no, we can deal with that later. Yeah. Right now, let's deal with this. Can be dealt with right now.
Yeah,
let's
stick
deal
to the
it.
Point.
Yep. And so, so there's a lot of, I'll tell you what, there's some, we're talking about principalities and dark, high, powers of darkness and high places. And,
that's right. So keep your prayers coming, everyone.
Pray
keep
for our country.
Your prayers coming.
Pray for the Republic. Pray for truth to be made known.
Yeah, because this is like Daniel. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, it describes how Daniel had to pray just constantly, continuously.
For Israel, for Jerusalem.
And Archangel Michael, by the time he was able to fend off everything in Babylon,
he said,
if you had ceased praying, we wouldn't have made it through.
Isn't that something? That's the archangel telling him it was the power of his prayer that empowered the angels to be able to make it to them, to overcome the adversary in the battle that they were having.
That's right. And this is I would imagine would have to be equivalent to that thing that Daniel faced at that point.
I really feel convicted because I really have not been praying as I guess
fervently,
earnestly.
Right.
As hard as I should be.
And me either.
And we're fully aware of what we're up against.
Right.
I mean, we need just really, that's a Boy, that's a good one. Well,
I've been praying, but not, like you said, not nearly enough.
Let's do it. We'll start. We're going to repent on that.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot of very interesting stuff that's going on. You know, you get the usual rhino leftist, fake Republican like Mitt Romney, you know, telling Trump just
Romney
concede.
Needs to get lost.
He needs to go away. He just needs to just go away. Like, he's irrelevant.
He's kind of like Hillary. You know, they just need to go away. Yeah. They keep continuing to think that they're the center of attention, and they're
right.
not.
They're
irrelevant.
Exactly. They're like a Hollywood actor.
That
really.
Just won't go away.
Just zip it. You're a nothing. You're overpaid, overrated, nothing. Go away.
Nobody's even looking in their direction anymore.
But here's something that's very interesting. And this is where, like, Lynn Wood is talking about indictments coming and how much corruption there is and how much we wonder, like, what happened to William Barr? All, you know, hardcore patriot fighting for the right thing. And all of a sudden, boom, he switches. There is no voter fraud.
Right.
There's nothing to see. These are not
right.
the droids.
This
These are not the ballots you're looking for.
This robotic programming response.
I know. These are not the ballots you're looking for. And so
and
now.
Especially coming from somebody that's bursting out with bagpipes and all this character and awesomeness, right, that we're so proud to see. And then, bam, robot.
He overstepped. He overplayed his hand. So what we were saying, the point is, Did somebody discover something on him pulling up some dirt? Is there some?
I know.
And this is what Lynn Wood is saying. We're talking. This is tied into sex trafficking, pedophilia, dark. He said dark, evil, wicked stuff, and it is all going to be coming to light soon. He says people are going to be going to prison that should have been a long time ago.
Well, glory to God for that.
And
that's
he says,
exactly God behind all that.
And he says, I'm not making these things up lightly. There's too much at stake. I'm not just flinging statements out there that I can't back up.
Right.
So,
well, an attorney like him in such a high profile, as such a limelight position, would have to be extremely careful to be aware of what he said.
There is too much on the line just for him alone, his own career, his life. Not,
right.
But, you know,
right.
But, you know, here's Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, who has been a pretty staunch supporter of President Trump, saying that he is not going to object to he's not going to go against or protest the certification of Joe Biden.
What state's he from?
I think he's isn't he Oklahoma or something? Well, you know, I can pull it up here. I'll tell you what. Let me pull it up. I know his name, and I've always thought, oh, he's a patriot.
Okay, we'll tell you
every
what.
Time
while
I hear him,
while you're looking for that, why don't I do the word of the day, because we haven't gotten to that yet, right. And that's the most important of all.
I know, which we are remiss. We should have done that. See, more conviction. Darn. Should have done that like 7 minutes ago.
Okay, for tomorrow morning, we will have things to talk about with God. Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Psalm chapter 62, verses 5 through 7, which read, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." Boy,
wow.
No kidding.
Yes.
Especially this, well, at all times, of course, but especially now. And there's something, there was a really awesome sermon that I was listening to that described how the peace of Jesus Christ keeps you in a powerful position, where
right.
if you let yourself be moved away from that peace, you lose like the power of the anointing. And and I just thought that was really, that's an amazing statement, because that is true across all sorts of different areas of leadership,
right.
Where a leader causes other things to move around him,
mm-hmm.
right? A follower is moved by everything around him. And so as a point of reference, that when you're with the Lord, you're unmoving, just like it said there.
Right.
You're unmoving, you're solid, and you're at peace. Your heart remains calm, at peace, and you're not swayed, you're not pulled right, you're not pulled left, you're not frantic, your thoughts are not, you know, on everything in the world.
Right.
You know, your thoughts are centered on God, and so you remain in His peace. And I don't know. I find that verse to be very amazing, very powerful.
Yeah, I was just sitting here spacing out, staring and listening, and I didn't even write down the actual scripture itself. I mean, you had my full attention. So, give that to me one more time.
Okay, so
The listeners, I got it, but you know, in case the listeners didn't write it down fast enough, why don't you put that out to them again?
Okay, of course. So that is Psalm chapter 62, verses 5-7. Love it. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Cool. All right. I think the listeners all got that now. Thank you. Psalms 62, 5-7. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Love it. So just awesome. That's good stuff right
there.
That's
super cool.
Yeah, so
we love the word.
I know,
so,
we do.
So
we do
love it.
Hey guys, before we take a quick break, I want to remind you there are two rallies coming up today on Trump Tuesday. Support President Trump at 11 a.m. in Coeur d'Alene. The Patriots will be meeting up in at U.S. Congressman Russ Fulcher's office. That's at 1250 West Ironwood Drive. That's 1250 West Ironwood Drive. If you just get off I-90, take a right on 95, like you're going toward the hospital, that next light is Ironwood Drive. So this will be at 1250 West Ironwood Drive. And then they're going to drive down to Senator Crapo and Senators Risch's offices on Hubbard Street. So just follow the crowd. And then tomorrow, I'll put it on your calendar, 11 a.m. on the corner of Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene and Apple Way. So that's just on the other side of the freeway from Ironwood Drive. My goodness. Okay, so yeah, check it out. Both of those are at 11 a.m. today, Trump Tuesday, and then tomorrow, Wiffle Bat Wednesday. They're going to be meeting.
We're going to beat
corner.
Up on Senator Cotton. Did you see where he's from? We need
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Mm-hmm. All you people of Arkansas, make sure you are
get your
aware
wiffle bats out.
Yeah, that's right. Get your wiffle bats out, and
yeah,
you know,
Wednesday.
The Indians used to do what did they call it? Like a gauntlet. They would call. They had a gauntlet where if they caught the enemy, they would run that enemy down a gauntlet where Indians were lined up on both sides, right?
Right.
And it was like as many people as they had, young warriors, young men in their camp,
yeah.
The women too, apparently. And so they'd run the enemy. They'd start them at one end and make them run all the way down to the other end, and everybody would just get the best swing and club them. or you know, that was why they called it, I guess, the gauntlet, you know, is because if you could make it to the other end, apparently you earned some kind of, you know, respect.
Like you're a respectable enemy. Then we'll let you go. We'll let you live.
That's right.
After with your tail between your legs, yes. But still we have some respect for you.
You survived the beating.
Yes, right? Exactly.
So we need a wiffle bat gauntlet.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't that be cool?
I know. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Tom Cotton warns... President Trump warns Tom Cotton from Arkansas after he says he won't object to the Biden certification. What? He breaks with... Oh, I love how New York Magazine writes their headline. Tom Cotton breaks with Trump on coup attempt in Congress. So this is, once again, this is the narrative they're going to be running. It's a coup attempt. So when Trump is named president for the next 4 years... It's going to be because it's a coup, and they're going to be crying for help from the international community.
I
these kind of people.
This can't be for real.
I know.
You know what I mean? Don't you feel like you're in like the Twilight Zone right now?
It's almost like somebody was approached and said, "We've got video, or we've got this, or we've got that,
or we've got your kids in this little dark room hooked up to something horrible,
something." And guess what? It's going to be exposed what you've done, or. Whatever, there's there has to be some coercion going on.
I know.
I don't know how otherwise somebody like this, traditionally conservative person, and this is happening all over the place.
Well, and
people that it shouldn't.
As horrible as it is, and as much as it feels like the Twilight Zone, that we're watching all this insanity. This is utter insanity just unrolling in front of us daily. On the other hand, we're praying for that. We're praying for their lies to be exposed. And this is just how horrible. I mean, this is like God's eye view. Could you imagine being God and having this view, right? Where he sees it all.
Yeah.
None of this is surprising to him at all. It's just surprising to us because it's been kept hidden from all of us and we're not aware. And so, if we're praying to see what he knows, oh my gosh, hang on to your hats.
Yes, indeed. Oof. Well, let's talk about that when we get back. There's a lot of stuff. We'll just have a few minutes when we get back from the break, but that's okay. This is a great conversation. But this segment was brought to you by Katie Armour, serious body armor for serious times, and we are in serious times. Even this week is a serious week.
Kidding.
But check them out at Katie Armour, level 4 body armor for all of your needs. Patriot-owned business. Come and take it is what Katie stands for, C-A-T-I. That's katiearmour.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Number 3 on our list of obligations is to understand socialism and all the cunning disguises in which it presents itself to the American people. Our 4th obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist. This is a very vitally important need. Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communist, simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture, or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
Welcome back to segment 2, a short segment 2 of The Morning Commute, here with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Don't forget, on that Minutemen Coffee, if you order $50 worth, it's free shipping. And if you use the coupon code RFR, it gets you 15% off. Can't beat that. But segment 2 is brought to you by EMP Shield. It's a veteran-owned, American-built company with electronic protection for your sensitive electronics. Lightning protection, EMP protection, and various different protection and certifications and military standards for testing. Check them out at empshield.com. All right. Tom Cotton. Boy, should we save him for Wiffle Bat Wednesday?
We better save him for tomorrow.
I want to hear a good explanation.
Although George is going to have some serious competition for him. I mean, you know, with everything that's going on with tomorrow, I mean, should be interesting what we
right.
can. Oh, we should have Wiffle Bat Wednesday on Thursday is what we should be doing.
Yeah. He just said that he will not be joining this group of senators. And I want to know why. I mean, we've got to clear this out. It's out of control.
How could you not support your own party member? How could you do that?
I don't know.
That means he's a Democrat, a communist. That there's only, you're either with him or against him. And you don't just jump ship, especially when it's so critical and it's such an important. This is not just, I didn't back that one bill. This is not like that. This is the downfall of the entire United States of America.
Right.
And for him to turn tail and become coward all of a sudden, Wow.
Well, this is what he said, according to the Washington Post, and there's several who have quoted him. He said, the founders entrusted our elections chiefly to the states, not Congress. So he's saying we don't have the constitutional authority. We have to stay out of it. We can't intervene with that. It's unconstitutional. He said in his news release, they entrusted the election of our president to the people acting through the Electoral College, not Congress. And they entrusted the adjudication of election disputes to the courts, not Congress. Okay, however, and he's right, but there is what's called checks and balances.
Yes.
When one of these systems, one of fails. These tiers fails, mm-hmm. the others have a duty. Here's your constitutional for you. You took an oath to uphold and defend it. How's
exactly.
that?
Yeah.
Now you're right. It's up to the will of the people, right? Through
if
the Electoral College.
Right. Yeah.
But that's assuming we are not under attack by a foreign entity with right. the attempt to overthrow our government.
Yeah, see, I would accuse him, I hate to use that word, but I would accuse him for failing to see the forest through the trees.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
You know
this
what I
is
mean?
This is a lack of discernment.
Yeah,
this is a lack of judgment.
Severe.
Hiding behind yeah. what you're saying, I support the Constitution. This is unconstitutional. No, stop.
Yep.
Right there. The Constitution has been violated because of this. The Electoral College cannot offer a real vote because the people's ballots have been compromised.
Yep.
They're liars. So,
Well, and gosh, there was stuff that we needed to get to, like the fact that President 11 just ordered China's military to focus on preparing for war as the
Again.
CCP party approaches their 100th anniversary. And so he ordered the PLA to focus on preparing for war, deepen the transformation of military training, build a new type of military training system, and comprehensively improve the level of combat training and ability to win, according to the Chinese state media Xinhua, if that's how you say it.
So, patriots, here's your marching orders. Prepare for war.
That's right.
The enemy who has sworn to defeat you and destroy you is preparing for war.
And who's greatly interfered with our election and is refusing to let Georgia go.
They're already engaging in warfare. It's just not
yep.
kinetic yet.
Yep.
So trust in the Lord and cling to him.
Don't be moved. Keep your peace. Keep the Lord as your rock.
Amen. All right, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed rest of the day. Be safe out there and join us right here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
Have a terrific Trump Tuesday and blessings to all of you patriots out there.